AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The government is worried that hackers who raided more than 4 million federal employment files will use that information to pry deeper into more secure computers and plunder secrets about the U.S. military, economic strategy, and foreign relations. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia is also worried.
This poses potential security risk of people who might have worked, for example, in the intel community being exposed. It provides enormous financial risk to people's identity who've been stolen and potentially being abused or their credit being attacked.
While U.S. officials suspect China is behind the hacking, the White House is stopping short of blaming Beijing.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says IT experts are still trying to nail down exactly who's responsible.
A state actor or a group of individuals or an individual acting on behalf of the state, or if this was just a more run-of-the-mill criminal enterprise.
But he says whoever is behind the breach will be targeted.
The Obama administration takes very seriously the need to defend federal government networks.
Earnest notes the president's repeatedly raised cyber issues with China's Xi Jinping, and 2 months ago signed paperwork giving officials here new powers to sanction hackers and those who back them. Mark Smith at the White House.
Stocks finished the week mostly lower as investors became more convinced that the Fed will raise interest rates later this year. News of a surge in hiring this morning also sent bond prices down. But a senior economist at PNC Financial Group says the May jobs report shows the economy is back on track.
It's a good, solid report. I think that this is the kind of report we're looking for. I think we'll continue to see job growth of 225,000, 250,000 per month through the rest of this year, and that the job market is looking pretty solid.
This is AP Radio News. American Pharoah's trainer has adopted a relaxed attitude as he looks forward to the big race tomorrow.
On the eve of a possible drought-breaking Triple Crown, trainer Bob Baffert is as loose as can be. Like American Pharoah, who roamed easily over the Belmont track in his last workout. What about that mile and a half distance?
He has no idea. He's going to be very upset. No, but he's he's an athlete, and so as long as they don't go too fast early, that's the key.
Baffert says his main job now is just keeping people away from the horse till post time. He sees people, thinks it's time to run, he says. Frosted, who ran fourth in the Kentucky Derby, and Materiality, who was sixth, are considered the top challengers. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
Tariq Aziz, the debonair Iraqi diplomat who made his name by staunchly defending Saddam Hussein during three wars and was awaiting execution in Iraq, died of a heart attack this afternoon in a hospital there. He was 79. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.